So we continue to talk about the parts of our worship service. And today, toward the very end of the service, we're almost done with that project, actually. Toward the very end of the service, there's a part called the Nunc Dimittis. We'll sing that this week, like pretty nearly every service. Nunc Dimittis means now you can let me depart. And I wanted us to know where that comes from in the Bible. So I have, this is a statue that's at my house. I think it's a lovely piece of art. And there's an old man and a baby. So who do we think the baby is? The baby is Jesus. So does anybody here know, this is very tough. Who do you think the old man is? Does anybody know this? So that's a great guess, his dad, but it's his dad wasn't quite that old. So right, this is an older man. That's a good guess. There's a man in Jesus, but it's not Jesus. It's some people, it's a tricky thing to know. Do you know his name? Not God. It's who from the adults? Who wants to tell me? It's Simeon. Simeon was a very old man who went to the temple to worship God every day. And as he was getting up in his years, God told him that before he died, he would see the Savior. That's a cool promise, isn't it? That he was going to see the Savior. And one day, Joseph and Mary took Jesus up to the temple. And Simeon picked up Jesus and said, "My eyes have seen the Lord." I think that's important for us to know, to see the Lord. So what I brought with us for us this morning is, here's some more pictures. These are not photographs, of course, but there's a woman and a little baby. Who do you think that is? Mary. And then here's Simeon again. And then there's Jesus. I'll have to move this around. Does Jesus ever sit on the, sitting on the grass and teaching people, right? Does Jesus teach people? Yes. And here's, what does he look like he's doing here? He is healing someone. This is Jesus healing someone who is sick. And this is Jesus. You guys know these from Sunday school, right? This is Jesus calming a storm. And this is Jesus taking that one boy's lunch and feeding 5,000 people. And this is, that's Jesus on the cross, right? And then what comes after the cross? Jesus alive from the dead, right? So when Simeon said, "I've seen the Lord," we have some of these. These are artists have drawn these things so that we can do what? See the Lord, right? It's important for us to do that. Now, those aren't photographs, and this isn't either, because Jesus lived a long time ago. So how do we really see the Lord? And what? And how about if I say this? In his word. Is that what you're going to say? In the Bible, right? In the Bible, we read about Jesus healing and teaching and dying and rising again, right? So Simeon said, "I have seen the Lord. Now I can go to heaven in peace." Have we seen the Lord? We have in the scriptures, right? We haven't seen him right in front of us, but we've seen the Lord in the Bible, right? It's important for us to know the Bible and to watch and know what Jesus has done for us, all right? Okay, thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your spots, and we do sing the hymn of the day.